All right, a take two here with Coach Say. I apologize. We had some technical issue when you were on initially, and you're worth to come on the air tonight twice, but just kind of your initial reaction to this game tonight.
Well, we knew no matter how big our lead was that Rockford Lutheran has some really good offensive players. We knew that, you know, no matter 19, 20, 25, 30, it didn't matter. We had to continue to play defense and rebound. And it showed. We had some slip-ups on our end in that last, 4 or 5 minute stretch. But other than that, we, you know, handled adversity, which is something I've talked to you about throughout the season. And I'm really proud of our guys. They deserve this trip. They deserve to be in that top four through a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice.
And just talk about building that 19-point lead. What were the keys for the Rockets tonight to extend that lead?
Well, you don't get a lead like that if you're not getting consecutive stops. We had a good stretch where we were getting consecutive stops. We had a good stretch where Jace Whiteman was just Superman, and he was making a lot of really good shots for us. But, you know, in order for Jace to get wide open, people had to get to spots and draw his man. I mean, we can't rely on Jace to act like that all the time, but, you know, I'll take it tonight for sure.
Yeah, and then I thought transition defense for you, you played very well, at least, especially in the first half when you're trying to get a gauge of the opponent. So what'd you think of just, you know, that transition D and defense in general tonight?
Right. Well, we wanted to put a little bit of pressure on them on the glass, but we knew that we were kind of risking something because they're so good in transition. So I thought for most of the game we did a good job of putting pressure on the rebounds while still getting back. We had a couple minutes where I felt like we were tired and maybe a little bit had some mental lapses. But for the most part, you take one of the better point guards in the state and limit him, especially when he's surrounded with shooters. We did a great job on transition to the full court and defense in the half court.
And then rebounding tonight on the defensive end, I thought for much of the game really did a number there too.
Yeah, I agree. We were disciplined. We were committed, and that's something that we've had to work on throughout the course of the year. So I'm saying a lot. We continue to kind of step up to the challenge. You know, we stress it, we emphasize it, we work on it, but really it's up to the kids to go out there and do it.
All right, and what about, you know, just getting ready for a trip to state? How awesome, man, to play at the State Farm Center and get that experience again, you know, went back-to-back years and now going back again.
I'm happy for these kids. I really am. I'm happy for Coach Whiteman, Coach Henry. You know, how cool is this? We took Nate and Jace down when they were little kids, when Brian was here, and we went to state in 2015, and we had hoped that, you know, they would kind of see the experience and then work for that. And now for it to come to kind of fruition, and, you know, again, Jace here with his dad, Nate here with his dad, and those guys here with their team, and they earned it. Man, how cool of a story is that?
And what about your route to get to state? I mean, you go to